Chapter 26. As to the time of his coming. After having given the counsel to guard his disciples against being deceived as to the personality and manner of his coming, Jesus next gives counsel to guard them from being deceived as to the time of his coming and of the end of the world. He not only says that any shall come saying, "I am Christ," but that these same ones would say, "He time is at hand," or "Raw's near." But he says, "Oh, not after them." This was not to say nor to imply that no time could ever come when it would be proper for anybody to say, "He time is at hand," or "Raw's near." It was only to say, first, that no time could ever come when anybody could come, saying, "Am Christ," and "the time is at hand," because, as has been abundantly shown, anybody who ever comes anywhere or at any time saying, "Am Christ," is a deceiver. And this being false as to the personality and manner of his coming, it would, in the nature of things, be false as to the saying that "he time is at hand." Secondly, it was to say, as is abundantly shown, not only in his own words that follow, but also in other places in the Bible, that there was a long period of time and a remarkable series of events that must intervene before it could be truly said by anybody that "he time is at hand," or "Raw's near," of his coming and of the end of the world. Therefore, for anyone to say, "He time is at hand," before this long period of time had passed, and these remarkable events had all occurred, would be only to deceive. Under these circumstances, anyone so saying would be only a deceiver, because he would be speaking only from the imagination of his own heart, and not by the word of the Lord. Accordingly, on this very thought it is written in another place, "O, we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, nor be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember you not, that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholds that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now lets hinders will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him, whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, one and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. 2 Thessalonians 2:1-10 Thus all these things must come to pass before anyone can truly say of the coming of the Lord and the end of the world, that he time is at hand, or "Raw's near." And the answer of Jesus to the question of his disciples covers the same time and contemplates the same course of events. Remember that the question of the disciples as to his coming and the end was, "What shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world?" And in reply Jesus does not in any sense intimate that there would be no signs, nor that nothing could be known on the subject. But, first of all, he gives full counsel against anybody being deceived as to the times, and which will effectually guard all who believe his word against being deceived. Thus he says, 1. False Christs. Or many shall come in my name, saying, "I am Christ," and shall deceive many. Matthew 24:5 Or many shall come in my name, saying, "I am Christ," and shall deceive many. Mark 13:6 Many shall come in my name, saying, "I am Christ," and "the time draws near, go not therefore after them." Luke 21:8-2 Wars and tumults. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Matthew 24:6 And when you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be not troubled, for such things must needs be. But the end shall not be yet. Mark 13-7. When you shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass. But the end is not by and by. Luke 21-9-3. More troubles. Or nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be great earthquakes, and in divers places famines and pestilences. And there shall be terrors and great signs from heaven. Matthew 24-7. Or nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in divers places, and there shall be famines and troubles. Mark 13-8. And said he unto them, Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines, and pestilences. And fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. Luke 21:10-11-4. Only the beginning. But all these things are the beginning of travail. Matthew 24:8. These are the beginnings of sorrows. Mark 13:85. Persecution. And shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you. Matthew 24:9. Take heed to yourselves. For they shall deliver you up to councils. And in the synagogues you shall be beaten, and you shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. Mark 13:9. Before all these, they shall lay their hands on you, and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues, and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Luke 21:12-13:6. Betrayed by relatives and friends. Indeed then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Matthew 24:10. The brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son. And children shall rise up against their parents, and shall cause them to be put to death. Mark 13:12. And you shall be betrayed both by parents, and brethren, and kinsfolks, and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. Luke 21:16-7. Hated for Christ's name. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Matthew 24:9. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Mark 13:13. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Luke 21:17-8. Great tribulations. Or then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Matthew 24:21. Or in those days shall be affliction, such as was not from the beginning of the creation which God created unto this time, neither shall be. Mark 13:99. Shortening the days of persecution. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened. Matthew 24:22. And except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved, but for the elect's sake, whom he has chosen, he had shortened the days. Mark 13:20-10. False messages. O here is Christ, and if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. Matthew 24:23. Indeed then if any man shall say to you, Lo, here is Christ, or, Lo, he is there, believe him not. Mark 13:21-11. False prophets, signs and wonders. Or there shall arise false Christs, and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders. In some of that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Matthew 24:24. Or false Christs and false prophets shall rise, and shall show signs and wonders, to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. Mark 13:22-12. Take heed. Behold, I have told you before. Matthew 24:25. Take heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. Mark 13:23-13. False messages that Christ has come. Herefore if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert. Go not forth, behold, he is in the secret chambers. Believe it not. Matthew 24-26-14. His coming will be like the lightning. Or as the lightning comes out of the east, and shines even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Matthew 24-27-15. The righteous will survive, but there shall not a hair of your head perish. Luke 21-18-16. They will be patient, and your patience possess your souls. Luke 21-19-17. False prophets. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. Matthew 24-11-18. Iniquity abounds, love grows cold. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Matthew 24-12-19. Those who endure will be saved. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Matthew 24-13-20. Gospel of the kingdom goes to the world. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. Matthew 24-14. That is the true order of things as to the time of the coming of the Lord and of the end of the world, and as to the events that should precede his coming and the end of the world. And the gospel, glad tidings, of his coming, his gospel of the kingdom, preached in all the world for a testimony to all nations, is the final event that precedes his coming and the end. For when shall the end come? 4. Note, it is not only the commonly accepted gospel of salvation of sinners from their sins, which must be preached in the whole world, but it is definitely the glad tidings of his coming, this gospel of the kingdom, that is thus to be preached. This is certain, because that is the great subject of his discourse, and that discourse given in answer to the direct question as to his coming and the end of the world. And, speaking on this subject in answer to the direct question on this subject, he has dwelt on his coming, on the manner of his coming, and on the events which should precede his coming. And then, having reached the ultimate point of the answer to the inquiry, he says, His gospel of the kingdom shall be preached, etc. That word his gospel of the kingdom fixes it to the preaching in all the world of the glad tidings of his coming in the clouds of heaven with power and glory, the glad tidings of his coming and kingdom. And when his gospel of the kingdom shall have been preached in the whole world, to all nations, then the end will come. And in the great threefold message of Revelation 14:6-12 there is the very complement of this word of Jesus as to the preaching of this gospel of the kingdom in all the world to all nations. And in Revelation 14:14-16 there is the very complement of this word of Jesus as to his coming and the coming of the end, following the preaching of this gospel of the kingdom. Thus we read, And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation, and kindred, and tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God, and give glory to him. For the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven, and earth, and the sea, and the fountains of waters. And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead, or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. Here is the patience of the saints, here are they that keep the commandments of God, and the faith of Jesus. And I looked, and behold a white cloud. And upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, Thrust in your sickle, and reap. For the time is come for you to reap. For the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth. And the earth was reaped. Revelation 14:6-10, 12, 14-16. And Jesus himself said in another place, The harvest is the end of the world. Matthew 13:39. In these scriptures then is shown the message and the time of the preaching of his gospel of the coming and kingdom of the Lord, which is to be followed by the very coming of the Lord and of the end of the world, about which the disciples asked. Thus as to the manner and the time of his coming, and of the end of the world. What, then, as to his sign of his coming and of the end of the world? That will be considered next.